Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Listen, I got a phone call yesterday or a text from Babs. And Babs hit me. I thought Babs was out gambling.
What?
Gambling?
Yeah. She hit me and was like, hey, that's it for me. I'm done with these tables. If you ever hear me going back, you call my daddy immediately. And wow. I'm thinking she'd have messed around and lost some money at the tables. Because everybody referred to the gambling as the tables. Mm-hmm. She's like, you catch me on the tables out there. You call my dad. And it sent me her dad's phone number.
Oh,
and was like, I am not playing. I'm done. Hashtag done. And I'm like, girl, what? How much did you lose?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what tables? And she's like, I'm talking about this Miss Jackie O thing.
This had me in my feelings yesterday, big time.
Okay, so Jackie was one of the cast members of Wild'n Out.
Yes.
And her and DC Young Fly hooked up and got together and became a couple. They have a family together.
They have three babies.
She went to do a mommy makeover. And she's lost her life.
Yeah, she died.
She had pictures with the plastic surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this reminds you of Donda West.
Yes.
This reminds you of a lot of, I mean, there are a lot of people out there who are talking about it because it's somebody who was young and vibrant.
Beautiful.
And beautiful and fit. And this wasn't somebody who was like, oh, when Donda did it, it was like, okay.
You know,
maybe this was too much for her because she's an older woman, mm-hmm. and you know, so you were able to think of it that way. Now you look at a young woman and you're like, wait a minute. And so I'm watching all of the comments that are happening as I'm catching up with the story. And they say that, like, for a boob job, for instance.
Yes.
Plastic surgery, we've had Doc come in here a million times and tell us that that is the easiest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it's easy, you know, there's not a, the women say how they want the result, but there's not a lot of, meddling
Mm-mm.
involved in it. When you have all of these things, and this is just what I've read, I'm not a medical expert, but what people were saying was that there's too much couture, like, choices with the mommy makeover where women are asking plastic surgeons to do stuff
mm-hmm.
that isn't necessarily
what they were doing before?
What they maybe not textbook.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like for some reason, like when we get somebody to do our cars and we're like, yo, is it possible for you to do this with my paint
mm-hmm.
and maybe make it pop off like this? Like we get to add a little something to it and the painter will acquiesce and try and feel your thing.
Sure.
But with a medical world, it's kind of not wise to let people who aren't medical professionals rule the roost. Like, they can't direct you because you're the doctor.
Well, and the doctor should know that ahead of time. They should know that they need to say no or split up the surgeries. Now, a mommy makeover, generally speaking, is a tummy tuck and usually something like
a breast reduction
or implants. And now we're also adding on like a Brazilian like butt a lift sometimes.
Right. And it's a lot of trauma for your body
all at once.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who has a really good buddy who is a plastic surgeon. And we were in a kind of a chat yesterday. And without saying any names, it said, you'd be shocked at some of the things that I'm asked by customers, by patients to do. And I have to tell them that that's not on the menu, and they're like, but no, I want it this way, blah, blah, blah. And they have to, like, tell them to go to someone else because they're not willing to do it. So you got to think, like, these doctors who are making these decisions probably are going against the grain.
Yeah.
And because it's not, like, you know, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just, I just want everybody to, out there to make sure that you know what you're getting into, because as I'm watching this, this is a far cry from a 60-something-year-old lady.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, this is a young 30-something.
Vibrant,
fit woman who has lost her life. And you know, when Babs hit me, I was like, yo, like, honestly, I think a lot of the young ladies need to maybe think, all right, you know, hey, God bless. I done made it through. I ain't going to be messing around with a lot of this extras.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine the type of pressure that a lot of women must be feeling. Like, when you go out to some of these places, and it looks like almost half of the girls out there in some spots have their body done.
Especially, you know, where I was just at in Miami, or even in Tampa here. It's just left and right.
A lot of booty chatter going on.
It's so common now that I think a lot of people kind of don't look at how big of a procedure and a big deal it really is, because you're seeing all you're only seeing the end result. Like, my girl has a really good friend that got a BBL, and they were talking, and she had a really hard time in recovery, and like, you know, just the naked eye would never know that. You would never, you just see.
Yeah, you
that.
Look at it. She looked great.
She looked great.
But you almost died.
Yeah. And
or
had
you,
to
or
take,
you had a lot of hurdles.
And yeah, she had a lot of hurdles, had to take months and months off of work and things like that. And that's the side that you don't see. But now we are starting to see more celebrities and more people speaking out against it and regretting it and things like that.
And reversing stuff.
Reversing
too.
It.
I mean, you've had ladies
Black
take
China.
Out. Black China has taken out, whether it's been butt implants, whether it's been breast implants. You know, people are going back to natural because Kehlani just went and took out her breast implants, and she was like, they were killing me.
Yeah.
And she's like, I basically had to come up with the decision that, hey, okay, my vanity, I've had my time with that. Now it's time for me to kind of step back. And again, I think that there's certain things that might, I'm not a doctor, but I believe that there's certain things that might be a little bit more textbook. But when you get to this a la carte list of things that you do to your body, it just can't, I don't trust it. And y'all know I'm not trusting anyway.
Right.
Because like Doc, every year for my birthday, Doc's like, hey man, I got you. If you know you're losing weight, let me snip, snip. And I'm like, bro, I trust you unequivocally.
Right.
But I'm just not the dude to lay down on the table, just be like, cut me up, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even take pain that well.
Right.
Like, so I, even if it goes well, I know the time afterwards is going to be hell for me. So I'm like, I'd rather just be flappy, dog.
Well, a lot of women are ready. I mean, speaking from a point of view of a woman, I do feel a lot of pressure, not only on social media, but then, you know, even just walking around every now and then. And naturally we compare ourselves to other people. But yeah, it's tough. I think maybe the natural look, natural bodies should just come back around. It's so painful. This was on my mind a lot last night. She had three little babies, and you saw the pictures, and it's just so heartbreaking.
And DC spoke a lot about her highly, like, because I mean, DC Young Fly was a young cat out there getting it, and then he started to grow up and started to grow up around a lot of the comedians that he's been traveling with. And he saw how Said, he saw how Earthquake, he saw how, you know, these guys that he's on the road with, Mike Epps, are treating their girls, and I think he learned big homie love kind of thing like that. And so he really embraced the fact that they, you know, you saw her more on his social media. You saw him more talking about, you know, his parenting and stuff like that. He grew up. We watched DC Young Fly grow from a jit to somebody who's older and a little bit wiser now because of the people he was circling around with. And for him to go through this right now off something that his and her success paid for.
Right.
Is like what, it's almost what drove Kanye crazy, I believe, because Kanye had all the money in the world.
Yep.
Could do anything in the world for his mom, and she wanted this one thing, and he did it for her, and it ended up taking her away, and that's something that he has a struggle with.
Yeah.
That's I think that's pushed him, whatever was pushing him, that pushed him over. And it's sad to say, and there was no way we could have this show today after seeing that without just saying it out loud. It's like that ladies out there, that doesn't have to be the move.
Right.
It seemed to me like just a few years ago, to get these procedures done, you had to go to like the Miamis, the New Yorks, the LAs, places like that. Like I know a girl that got one done in Newport Richey. Like there was a doctor, and I'm not bashing Newport Richey, but
yeah, you kind of are though.
But like all the doctors
it's
that
available
do
everywhere.
Them can't be like great. Like there's got to be a get what you pay for in some kind of aspects of it. And it's a really risky procedure too.
It's the riskiest procedure.
When we were talking yesterday about taking the trip to Colombia,
yes,
a lot of the people who were sending messages were saying, hey, you know, my girl went down there for this or because dental work, or they went down there for an operation of the BBL mommy
booty
makeover kind of deal
fillers
or whatever. And you know, me again, novice, never been there, whatever, but I'm like, yo dude, like I kind of I don't know if I want to go out of the country going to doing something like that. Now they're like, yo, there's great doctors. They're, you know, they might not have as many limitations and it is cheaper and whatever. And they pick you up and you take you to a resort and all this stuff. And I it sounds great. But when you see these headlines, when this woman was in L.A.
Yeah. I know.
Donda West was in L.A. Like, that's where plastic surgery was created.
Yeah.
They made it.
And she just took a picture with the doctor. They were all very proud
of it. Standing right next to him.
Right next to him. And now it's like, whoa, she died on the table.
So, like, how does that promo happen? Like, he's standing there on the ad with her like this, and now she's dead. So now what? That means that you are totally responsible for this.
You know, and then you chose to have this procedure, this cosmetic procedure, which was completely unnecessary.
Somebody just said the doctors are predators. And you know what? Some of them are.
I'm sure there could
some
be.
Some of them are. And mm-hmm. some women press the doctors to do things or pay them mm-hmm. to do things that they're not necessarily supposed to do. And I think in the Hippocratic Oath, you're supposed to, you know, kind of shun the pay for the danger.
Right.
Right.
I believe that's part of it.
They feed off your insecurities. Some doctors will. I mean, that's what they're paid for, plastic surgeons.
Out of the A13, it says, we should be fighting for women to learn to love themselves as they are and relax what they think that they should be.
I agree.
That's wise right there. You can put that on a fortune cookie. Yeah. That's real. So, I mean, I just wanted to make sure if anybody was going to say it out loud, we should all have some sort of conversation just to remind the people. I mean, I got a 13 and 15-year-old, and I have to keep reminding them that they're beautiful and everything else mm-hmm. while everybody around them is tweaking and changing mm-hmm. and
yeah.
stabbing and doing things to themselves. So I get it. And I'm going to make sure I share this audio with them this weekend.
Yeah, trying to reach beauty standards, which are becoming less and less realistic.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Bodies don't really come in a lot of those shapes
look like
that
aliens.
People are trying to attain.
Right.
Yeah, it's a hard look right there. Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. We're in here having a conversation about, people are asking who we were talking about. We're talking about Miss Jackie O. She is on the cast of Wildin' Out. She's 32 years old.
So young.
And baby mama of DC Young Fly. They have three very tiny children. And she lost her life after basically getting on the table for a mommy makeover. Now, we basically said how we felt about that, but we were in here talking about what's acceptable on the male side of the spectrum. Because, I mean, we use the word fake, and realistically, it's alterations. It's augmentations and stuff. So a woman can get fake butt, fake boobs, you know, fake eyelashes, fake cheekbones, Botox-y, blah, 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 fillers. It's a list of things that pretty much can change a woman from who you know to who, Lord, mm-hmm. you know.
And it's acceptable from you guys, and you guys like it.
It's not acceptable, but we just kind of tolerate it because we don't have a choice.
It's more normalized.
It's normalized. Sure. That's a better word, normalized. But on the opposite side of the spectrum, if we're talking to ladies out here, mm-hmm. what on a man would you accept as fake? What could a man Ooh. Add to himself that you know unequivocally is not his? We okay. know those boobs are not yours. Uh-huh. We know right. that aunt with a diaper booty that you got is not your booty.
And right. the popularity for men is exploding as
yes,
of late.
It is.
Right now.
But what if you, I mean, if a man is talking to you
okay.
and you're thinking of that man to be like, hey, this could be somebody,
yeah.
but he has some fake things, what would you accept
All
on
right.
the man?
Yeah.
Fake.
I got you. Okay, first thing I'm thinking of is a nice smile. If you got some veneers, you fixing your teeth. Okay.
Fake teeth.
Yes.
You'll accept some fake teeth.
I will. As long as it's done right, it looks good, makes you happy.
And they don't fall
more
out.
More confident. Right, yeah. done well.
And they're yes. not like the big ones, the
no.
big chiclet looking
There's
ones.
A dude that is online right now, and people have been busting on his teeth.
yeah.
He got the largest teeth.
Yeah.
You could tell they brand new.
Like pianos.
Like he bought the big size. Like
yeah.
He bought them way too big. And
right.
people have been ragging him. He's gone viral. And he went on and maybe put a comment up, and he was like, man, he's like, you know what? People, you got to be sure of who you are. He's like, because my mom always told me to be positive. He's like, but if I was weaker, I would have succumbed to all of that y'all mm-hmm. have made. He's mm-hmm. like, I asked God to help me go viral, and look what he did. He's like, so
wow.
he definitely gave me what I asked
that was
for.
God.
He's like, but let me tell you, he's like, to whom much is given, much
yeah.
is required, because y'all are killing me.
Yeah.
Oh, some of these things are funny, but y'all are being pretty mean.
Right.
And people are right. People are not ready for that fake thing.
You
like, it
go
don't
to
look
a good
on God.
How do you feel about men with Botox?
You know what? I'm actually okay with it.
A little Botox?
I am, especially if you have those deep set wrinkles. You probably need them, to be quite honest with you. And what's wrong with that? Get a couple
asking.
Of shots. I'm okay with that.
Somebody just 100%. Said pecs and abs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Oh, I'm not, I don't want the whole liposuction on my guy. We're talking about a regular, just an average guy. No, that's completely unnecessary. Because if you're an athlete or you're a wrestler and you're aging, that's very common that they'll get that procedure. So it always looks like they have abs. Then I feel like, okay, that's part of what you do.
What about...
Oh, but wait, though. Hold on. Okay. Before we move off of pecs and abs. Hold on. So you saying it's okay if you're an athlete.
Yes.
But if you're just a regular schmegular dude and you go to the plastic surgeon and they whip you up some abs or whatever.
For me personally.
You're not cool with that.
I don't like that.
Like, how would you even know? Mm-hmm. How would you know?
I'm sure it would come up. Or if they were together and he was about to book the procedure, I'd be like, it's super unattractive. To me, personally, I like a man.
And if you go from, like, dad bod to six pack.
Yeah, that's weird.
In, like, a month.
I'm like, cool with some upkeep, though. Like, the Botox is cool. I like that. Oh, you gotta have a good smile. Okay. You gotta have a pretty smile.
Somebody said Roman Reigns got fake teeth. He looks funny.
Yeah. That boy could get it. Like, Roman Reigns
Steve Harvey got big ass teeth. Whoever gave him his gave him the wrong size.
Fake hair?
Oh, yeah, hair plugs, I'm cool with that. Like, a little upkeep here or there, I am personally okay with.
Okay.
You see the old pictures of Tom Brady?
You just said man, and it's like, so wait, he can fake his hair.
I
want to
pull on something.
Teeth,
what's wrong with that?
But you ain't going to let him, like, do a little carving, so he can't carve his body up or anything.
I don't like that. What?
That's a double standard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, crazy.
Oh, it's definitely.
That's a huge double standard.
What about a guy with a fake tan?
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, listen, as somebody that gets spray tans and tans quite often, I don't mind if it's like an event.
No.
An event.
Like if we're going to a wedding.
And you show up orange?
And
because you be showing up orange to somebody.
You do. And you smell funny after you do it. After you do the blood. If you got a dude that's up on you and you can smell it. When y'all do the tan, it smells like y'all did the tan.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you have something on a Saturday, we've seen you, like, Tuesday or Wednesday,
right.
You come in looking like a Cheeto.
Hey, my God.
By Saturday, it's kind of set
it looks
in.
Good.
You gotta
it looks
roll
sexy.
Her around on the ground, get her dirty a little bit.
Messing up the sheets.
I don't have No, I'd lay a towel down. As a matter of fact. Yeah, I do.
All right, wait. 888-429-0941. I mean, this is crazy. I want to ask, what is it okay on a guy to be fake? What would you accept on a man? You met the man, and the man is like, got the hair, got the teeth, got the abs, and he started running his list of things that he has had his doctor do.
Rhinoplasty.
What, the nose job?
Sure.
Lipo?
I don't know about that.
Oh, what? All right, we got your calls up next. Hold on. All right, we're getting a lot of texts and calls that we're asking, what is okay on a guy? Unfortunately, we've seen another tragedy on the tables of getting a mommy makeover. And so we asked the question, you know, with everybody making these moves on the female side, what's acceptable in the dating world or in that swipe right, swipe left world of guys? And honestly, there hasn't been a long list. People have been okay with the hair plugs because they keep saying that that's all right.
I'm cool with that.
The veneers have gotten a couple mentions
all
day.
Okay. A sexy smile.
I don't know what micropigmentation is.
That's the hair tattoo.
Yeah.
For a bald head, it looks like you, like Pitbull, for example, it looks like you just like got a number
shave.
One almost, but it makes it look
and
like.
And that's
you,
a tattoo?
Yeah, essentially.
It looks good.
And they saying that's okay.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
What about, you know what I read is becoming very popular is these procedures that make people taller, make men taller.
Oh, yeah,
leg stretching.
But, like, what about, okay, that seems a bit extreme.
It is.
What about those little insoles that you could put in your shoes?
The lifts?
The little lifters.
Like, Tom Cruise is notorious
Does
for
he rock
wearing lifts.
Lifts.
Yeah, because he's, like, 5'4", 5'5". I'm not joking. Like, it's been
are you
so
good
wait,
with the
so
lifts?
Are
documented.
We okay with the dudes putting the lifty?
Hell no, just be your height. Just, I don't...
But what if they're too short for you?
Then we're not together. I've dated somebody that was 5'5". I don't care about that kind of stuff.
That man got lifts.
He does have lifts.
Yeah, that's not right. All right, let's see here. Wait, Arika is on the phone. Hey.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, what's your list? What can be fake on him?
Okay, teeth is okay. And that's about it.
That's it?
That's a short list.
That's it?
No Botox?
No.
Okay.
No, fake. What did I say? The tattoo hairline? None of that.
No, I want a real authentic person. Just
rugged.
Like I'm real, I want them to be real.
Yeah.
So just like you know, and then another thing, like you running around here with all these, you know, all this fake stuff. How can you ask for somebody to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? So, and you fake.
Yeah, real hair and real eyes get real guys. That's what Calvin say. You know what I'm saying? I got you, mama. I appreciate it. Let's see. CeCe's on the phone. CeCe, we're trying to say what can be fake. What can be fake?
Definitely teeth. I like a masculine nose, but if he get it done, I would want to know, because if you want to have kids, those genes, the surgery don't stop the genes.
She's right.
So he got a nice clean nose, but that baby come out looking like old Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
The Botox is fine, but I did put in the micropigmentation because I'm in a healthcare field and I do hair, so... If a guy wants to do that, that's on them. But if they tell me, I probably will not like it if they did lipo and all that stuff.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like a little bit of maintenance just to keep up with the way you look. You can't help the hair loss thing. That's cool.
It's acceptable for a man to have those. They get distinguished.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Morgan Freeman is still eating out there, so he's good. All right, Mama, thank you. I appreciate it.
One of my best friends started dating a guy that wears colored contacts.
He
wears blue contacts.
No, this is
on
like...
On purpose?
Yeah.
I mean, like on a regular? Or he just wear them like on party nights?
Party nights?
I mean,
pretty consistently. Pretty consistently.
This is so like 15 years ago, by the way.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What color?
Blue.
Oh my god.
And he's like a black dude.
Oh, so he likes it. He likes the attention. Look at him. Look at that. Hell no.
Wait though. I ain't that.
Say it.
I'm not gonna ask.
Why?
Because it's rude.
Fair enough.
It's rude. I mean, because it's June. So I was thinking pride related. Because you said one of your friends, are they partners?
No. It's one of my friend's boyfriend. Like a girl.
Oh, it's
that
a
I'm
girl.
I'm a girl.
It's
I'm
a girl dating a dude that wears colored contacts.
Yeah.
Oh no, we have to have a conversation about that.
Nah, we're not doing
and
that.
You know, he's probably been rocking them for 15 years, and that's his thing. You know, people
that's
have their
look.
Thing.
Oh, because maybe he told people that they were real.
Yeah, right.
And now he's just got to kind of keep up the lie.
Didn't Tiny go get her eyes blue? She flew.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm saying. They can do that in an operation. So maybe he got it done, and they not contacts.
Nah, they're contacts. His friend said that they were contacts.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're contacts.
That's breakup worthy.
Is it?
I'm not saying nothing else.
If after we have the conversation,
I don't want somebody roll up on me in the street with their blue eyes.
I'm the blue eyed bandit.
Yeah. Angry at me. Talking about, hey, what you got to say about my baby blue? Like, I don't. That feels my mind was going another way. I was like, all right, well, if they a couple and they committed and blah, blah, blah. I thought pride. I was thinking it was pride month.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That must be love. Like, he must really had a good pickup line.
Maybe she likes it.
Or maybe she didn't know. Maybe she didn't know.
She doesn't like it.
Maybe she didn't know.
Maybe she doesn't know how to tell him.
Ooh.
That's a confession of 70s.
That's what you got.
We'll tell him for you.
Yeah, we'll tell him.
Okay, we got this in. It says a male breast reduction. Are you okay with that?
I mean,
you got to be okay with it if you got a problem with them things in your face.
Doesn't that happen if you take a lot of steroids, maybe when you're younger or something like that? The fat
I ain't
tissue.
I ain't never took steroids, and I got like a C cup over here. I can motorboat
you right
now.
The Rock had it done. Huh? He's talked about it before that he's had breast reduction surgery just to take the fat tissue out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess if there's a medical issue.
If you got some speed to it, like speed. If you're trying to get it done fast.
Oh.
Like, but, you know, you can work out and
no, you can't. The fat tissue won't come out. No, it won't. Especially if you've done steroids and stuff like that. It stores it right there. So you have to get this procedure done. So if that was, I guess I would be okay with that. I mean,
maybe it's because the muscle. Because I was always told if you got some fat here and you replace it with some muscle, it fills in a little bit and then. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen guys that have worked out and lost, you know, they boots.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, but then the kind of falls down.
Is that acceptable to get some work done on? They have stuff for that, too.
If I mean, what, the boobs?
No. Downstairs for the guys.
Oh, enhancement?
Yeah.
Like a thing on his thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if y'all took blue eye contacts... Y'all can definitely take an extra 2 inches on the hammer. Yeah, come on. I mean, you just took the Justin Timberlake's eyes.
You'd be okay with that if a guy had some work done?
How good is it?
I mean, it's probably better. Who knows?
Is it like awesome?
Like you're going from a Pez dispenser to a Pringles can.
Does he also have blue eye contacts?
He can.
And he'll sing in your ear the whole time. Like, all right, wait, Paul's on the phone. Paul.
Yo, so I just want to set out this double standard the women are setting here.
Okay, tell us about it.
So I'm married. I would never, I'm not into girls that like are fake with like the fake boobs or fake butt. But there are plenty of guys that are. I was in college, I was in a frat. I knew guys that like that stuff. I don't see what the difference is when girls are all supportive. You guys even have like something during spring break to win fake boobs and a fake butt. I don't understand why a guy can't do that.
No, we're not saying you can't. We're just saying...
No, Meredith, if you're saying you would not date him, you would not be with him at all.
I'm just don't, I'm not attracted to it. I would rather a more like a rugged guy that wants to go to the gym.
That, but you don't know that. You're saying that you wouldn't be with him if he was, if he got when you were with him. If he got, if he was like the situation on you know, whatever
his
name was.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, he had fake abs.
Mm-hmm.
And unless I knew, until somebody told me, I didn't know he had fake abs.
I still didn't know.
Until you said that right now, I didn't know he had fake abs. I thought the situation always was a workout dude.
No, he had fake abs.
Gym, tan, laundry, GTL.
Yeah, GTL. Yeah.
I don't understand what the difference is.
There's no difference. We're just having a silly, fun conversation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a total double standard. I'll tell you, Paul, it is. Because, I mean, the ladies out here are like, yo, I don't want to see my man in a beauty chair.
But it's a personal preference, though. Just like you said, you like your girl and she's all natural.
I know, but she's saying that it's not okay if you're a guy to do that.
Yeah.
If you're a guy, do what you want.
Trust me, we got you. We appreciate it.
Relax.
Pippi. Yeah, yeah. Calm down. You want to get work done? Get work done. Go ahead. Get your thighs worked on if you want to get your calf muscles worked out.
That's a popular one too.
That's
it
a very
is.
Popular.
Calf
one. I've seen that mentioned
upgrade.
A couple times
you
on
see
here.
See that
calf
on MTV?
Muscles.
Remember back in the day?
How do you feel about the upgraded calf muscles?
Oh my God, miss me with that? No way. Oh my God.
You mad at the calves too?
I mean, it's kind of like you know.
So a dude can't do nothing.
That's not true. I said. You
said
get
teeth, hair plugs.
Yeah, you can get plugs. You can get a tan.
You don't mind the extra inches down low. You said you're cool with that.
If it feels good. I mean, I have options here. I'm just saying it's not attractive. I like the effort at the gym instead of just going to go get lipo.
Do you think this will eventually be normalized to the point that it is with women?
No. Maybe. It could be. It seems like it's heading that way. More men are getting plastic surgery than ever.
Male breast reduction. If a guy needs it, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
that's it.
Same. Same. Like, if it's needed and you feel some type of way about it in the mirror, it's all you think about, of course.
A lot of people said, damn, who hurt Paul?
Right, Paul. Calm down.
Somebody else said, why Paul so mad?
My God.
Somebody said, Paul needs some color contacts. Ray Babs, come in. Yeah. Babs, what if you now listen? You out in the dating world,
yes.
and you mess around and bump into a guy that you like,
uh-huh.
And then he's like, "Let me be honest with you, though, just to let you know what you see in front of you ain't all me."
Right?
I done had some work.
Right?
What would you accept as being fake from a dude?
Well, I've had work done, so obviously I can't be hypocritical, but as long as you are strong as well as you can't just look strong. So if you get all that work done and you can't fight, like we at the beach and some dude like, you know, really beat your ass.
And you're bigger than him?
You gotta look, you gotta be strong as long as, you know.
Rugged,
with
that's
looking
what I'm saying.
Strong.
Yes.
Okay, so you don't mind the paper, the painted abs or whatever?
No, as long as you can back that up for real. Like you can't have all of that and be weak.
What about the tattooed hairline?
I wear wigs, so you know, I can't be hypocritical in this. Like, you know, so.
We both have had plastic
lifts,
surgery.
Lifts in his shoes.
Oh. Now that.
That's her line right there.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm like, all right, go ahead. We talked about it. Lifts in the shoes. He's doing the Tom Cruise.
No, I don't like the lifts in the shoes, but I'll take all the, like, you know, plastic surgery.
Color contacts?
No, that's a little that's a little hand.
That's what I thought. Yeah. I thought it was two you know partners.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, it's his homegirl got a dude that got he's black dude with the blue eye.
No, is she sure that he's fully straight?
Yeah, he is. He is. But
are you sure?
I mean, I think so.
He got pretty eyes. That's valid. Have you ever looked at him and be like, God damn, this is a pretty ass eye? Have you done that?
No.
Okay,
no.
With the day.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.